Do you have any suggestions for those wishing to test their own soil and make strides towards cleaner and healthier soil in their communities?
I think there's a few things to think about. So one is that lead and other contaminants, and in particular lead, is in city soils from like decades of its use in paint and gasoline and other industrial activities. So it's not something, even though, you know, we're finding it in our yards, it's not something that is an issue of, it should not be, in my view, an issue of like individual responsibility, or, you know, if a child is lead poisoned, that it's looked at as, you know, bad parenting. It's definitely like a political issue, where lead was basically known to be toxic when it was put into these components. And people are suffering, and, you know, this lead ended up in particular places, and particular people are being exposed and continue to be exposed, through basically inaction, by the people that should be responsible, you know, regulatory authorities. But the thing to keep in mind is that there are, you know, what we found in our research is that there are straightforward things that can be done to protect your health, if you find lead in your soil. And some of the big things are like practices that you can follow. So you don't want to track soil into your yard. So if you're doing gardening, or if you're, you know, otherwise out in the soil, you know, keeping a set of gardening clothes, your gloves, your shoes outside to kind of prevent that transfer of soil indoors. You know, washing hands when you come in, washing vegetables carefully to remove, you know, soil that might be adhered to the outside of it. If you're gardening, you probably, if you find, there's different guidance based on like what amount of lead is in your soil that some of these researchers have put out there. The main kind of suggestions are, if you have a lot of lead, to be kind of just gardening in raised beds. So you're actually bringing in soil to garden above like the existing soil in your yard. And you can basically create a physical barrier below the soil you bring in your raised bed with either like a landscaping fabric or, you know, sheets of cardboard, something that you can put there to be a physical barrier, and then be mindful of it to maintain like the integrity of it so that it keeps that separation. Right. And then like what to grow, like, lead doesn't get taken up too much into many plants, but soil sticking to the plants can be an issue if you're eating them. So like root crops can be an issue just because of, you know, they're actually like in direct contact with the soil, like what you're going to eat. Like pretty like leafy things that are like difficult to clean, like maybe like broccoli, like cauliflower, like kale, things that have like a lot of like nooks and crannies in them where like soil can get trapped, can be an issue. So those are kind of the recommendations, like to like avoid growing those kind of crops when you're dealing with soil lead. And you also have to be careful about, you know, kind of like dust that can blow around. So like not just in contact with the ground, but if you have like a dry day, soil getting like splashed up, like onto your plants. So you really want to be able to wash them well. And then in terms of, you know, if you're not gardening, but, you know, if you just have, you know, you're using your yard for other things, if your kids are playing there, big things that you can do are to create like physical barriers basically between the lead that you, you know, if you've tested, you know, if you find lead, you can create physical barriers in similar ways, using like a cardboard or landscaping fabric, bring in new soil on top of it, mulch, gravel, you know, building like a designated play area. Lead, even though there's lead was in gasoline and paint, it's not like equally distributed throughout cities, right? Paint is on other structures, but a lot of it is on houses and on like the exterior of houses. So, you know, paint that may deteriorate is going to most likely fall like closer to the foundation of the house. Lead that was in gasoline was initially distributed like into the atmosphere and then it settled out. And places that you might find like elevated lead from that are like closer to roadways and also like next to your house, because you could have this lead from gasoline settling on the roofs. And then when it rains, you get that runoff that like, again, falls like on that drip line of the house. So there's kind of like some rules. There's some like general principles that you can like follow, even if you haven't tested for lead, of like where you're probably most likely to find it, like up against your house, close to a road. So there's things you can, there's that kind of gives you an idea of like where you might want to test and also like places that you might want to avoid, like if you haven't tested. The testing that's available to most people is you can, there are some universities that will offer testing for like fairly cheap. And actually part of this project, we have a website where we've compiled a lot of the information that we've gathered of projects that are doing soil lead testing. So if you're in the city of Troy where we are, you know, you can get in touch with us and the Sanctuary for Independent Media if you're interested in soil testing. But if you're not in this vicinity, our website has a lot of the information that we've gathered on projects in other cities that may be helpful. One of the things that we found is, you know, this testing can get expensive since lead isn't everywhere. You need to kind of test a fair number of samples throughout like a space to get an idea of, you know, exactly where it's at. And that can get like a little bit expensive. So some of the people that we interviewed actually, you know, had worked with people that didn't actually test their soil, but based on kind of those general principles, actually just took these kind of actions of creating physical barriers in their green space, you know, kind of assuming that contamination was going to be somewhere and that they needed to do something. So they kind of, you know, instead of spending the money on testing, they put it towards those actions to protect their health, assuming that, you know, there was going to be something there.